Thank you for calling customer service. This is Dominic. How can I assist you?
Okay, what is this customer service of? Who's the name of this company?
So we're just a third-party call center that serves multiple companies and over 400 products.
Well, I didn't order anything, and somebody in this select whatever debit my account for 6732.
Okay, may I have your zip code?
29527.
And your first and last name?
Robert Wyman.
Okay, just give me 1 second. Okay, can you verify that shipping address? I do see an account in here for you. I would just need to get into this account.
1300 Creel Street, apartment 32B, Conway, South Carolina, 29527.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Just give me 1 second while this account loads, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so do you recall going in on December 12th, placing an order for the tactical bag?
No, I got a tactical bag. What's the name? Sent it to me, and all I had to do was pay for the shipping.
So it stated
in those... It's a little small one.
Yes, so it stated in those terms and conditions that customer orders a free gift paying only shipping, which was $7.95 for the shipping for that tactical bag. However,
Correct, which I paid that.
Correct. And if you did not call in within a certain amount of time frame that was in that term and conditions, that if you do not call in and get it canceled, then it will enroll you into a membership. And so that's
yeah,
why
I don't need no membership. And there was nothing in the fine print of checking out that told me I had to do that.
Okay, yes, sir. It was in those terms and conditions. But I can get you canceled. That's no problem.
Would you please, you know something, hang on a minute. What is your name?
My name is Dominique.
Dominique, okay. Yes, you are the very first customer service person that I ever spoke with. That's such a pleasure to talk to.
Oh, wow, thank you. And I'm actually happy that I'm able to assist you with this.
You have okay. Started my day, a beautiful day. I wish nothing but the best for you, dear. I can't believe. Because every customer service I ever talked to has been a hard time, whatever. And they couldn't understand me, and they couldn't understand them. Now, this has been a pleasure. Now, you canceled my service, correct?
Correct. Yes,
right, what's
going to
happen with my money?
So with the 6732, they will consider that like a valid charge because it being in the terms and conditions. But what I can do is I can go in and I can do a courtesy refund of 35% back of that charge.
Well, it's better than nothing, dear. I'm not going to argue. I'm not going to scream.
Okay.
I'm just going to no longer answer that email. Avoid. With Pepper, I'll send him an email to him. I don't want nothing to do with them anymore.
Okay.
Because
yes,
that is kind of a scam there, you know?
Yes, I understand. And I understand.
I'm on disability. I'm very limited to money.
Yes.
So him taking money out of me right now is overdrawing my bank account. That means I have no money at all. And I'm going to be paying bank fees. And, my groceries are going to have to wait till I get paid again. I only get paid once a month.
Yes, sir. I completely understand that. And what I did was I went ahead and refunded back the 35% back to your banking account. And it will be back in your banking account within 3 to 5 business days. But depending on your bank, it can be back in there sooner than that, okay?
Okay, well, it's better than nothing. At least I can buy some milk.
Yes, sir.
Well, dear, I really, really thank you for what you did. And it has been a definitely a pleasure talking to you. And like I said, you know, God bless you. And I wish nothing for the best of you for the rest of your life.
Thank you so much. And you as well. Thank you for calling customer support.
Have a good day.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.